Chapter 5. Papa George Made Movies. Later that day, Hugo returned to his room with the book from the library under his arm. Etienne had arranged for him to borrow it. He read the book again and again, especially the part about George Méliès. He stared into the face of the man in the moon. Suddenly, he heard a loud knock on his door.
Hugo, it's me, Isabel.
Hugo jumped up and opened the door. Isabel had brought her own flashlight. She walked with crutches, and her foot was bandaged.
What are you doing here? He asked. How did you even get here with crutches? Everyone thinks I'm in bed. It took me a long time to climb out my window and make my way here.
They sat down on the bed, and Isabel immediately started to cry.
What is it? Hugo said.
I'm sorry I slammed your fingers in the door, and I'm sorry I didn't tell my godparents that I stole the notebook. I was mad at you for taking my key.
Which you stole, Hugo said.
Isabel ignored him and kept talking.
And now Papa George is very sick. His fever is so high and he's talking to himself. He just mumbles strange things like a wingless bird, a burned-up building, a splinter, a fly, a grain of sand. I'm so worried about him. I've never seen him sick before. What if he dies?
He's not going to die, said Hugo.
You don't know that. Papa George supports all of us. What would we do?
Mama Jean called a doctor, who wrapped up my foot and gave us a prescription for Papa George.
But with the toy booth closed, we have no money to get the medicine, or for anything else.
Everything's going to be all right, Hugo said. But first, I have to show you something.
Hugo handed her the book from the Film Academy library, open to the page with the film still of the rocket in the moon's eye. Isabel stared at it in disbelief.
That's what the machine drew.
Read it.
Isabel read the pages about her godfather.
Papa George made movies? I can't believe it. But he won't even let me go to the movies.
My father saw this movie when he was a boy, said Hugo, who pointed to the still from A Trip to the Moon. He described this scene to me. I recognized it when the automaton drew the picture.
Hugo told her about his trip to the Film Academy library and seeing Etienne again. Isabel put down the book.
Why did Papa George stop making movies? How did he end up at the train station?
She stretched out her leg.
Why didn't anyone ever tell me any of this?
Before I left the Film Academy library, said Hugo, I told Etienne everything that was going on, and he brought me to meet his teacher, the one who wrote this book. I could tell that they didn't really believe me, so I...
What did you do?
Asked Isabel.
I invited them to come to your apartment.
You what?
Etienne and René Tabard are coming to your apartment next week. Monsieur Tabard wants to see your godfather for himself.
Mama Jean will never allow the visit.
Then don't tell her about it. Just wait till they show up.
That's a very bad idea, Hugo.
Well, I could cancel the visit, but I don't think we should.
This is how we can find out everything.
Don't mention this to your godmother yet. Don't tell her about the book or ask her any questions. Let's wait until Etienne and Monsieur Tabard come. Then she'll see that there are people who are happy her husband is alive, who remember him. And she'll answer our questions. I'm sure she will.
Isabel shook her head. She looked very confused.
You know, you never told me where you got the mechanical man.
Hugo had never told anyone the whole story. It had been his secret for so long that he wasn't sure he even had the words. But he looked at Isabel,
and it was as if he could feel all the cogs and wheels begin to engage in his mind, and the words suddenly came together.
He related the whole story, from his father's discovery of the automaton up in the attic of the museum, to the fire, to the arrival and disappearance of his uncle. He told her about discovering the toys in her godfather's booth and how he used them to fix the automaton. He told her everything. When Hugo finished, Isabel was quiet for a few moments. Then she said,
Thank you.
For what?
For telling me.
Come by the booth tomorrow after school. I have an idea.
But the booth will be closed.
No, it won't, said Hugo.